We were looking last week at the book of 2 Peter, and in 2 Peter, we were looking in the first chapter. We'll just give a little, we started looking in verses number 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4 basically talk to us about the divine power that he's bestowed upon us, the divine power to meet all that is required of life. Verse 4 says that he also has bestowed upon us his precious, exceedingly great promises so that we can escape. In other words, we have a means of deliverance, a means of deliverance. We have the ability to walk victoriously. So he tells us he's bestowed us with the divine power to meet everything that is required in this life, which includes, well, everything. Everything means, quite simply, everything. So again, whether it's a financial issue, whether the need you have in life is emotional, if it's physical, whatever the need is, he's already provided that. His divine power has made that available. And we have that bestowed upon us, and it's backed by his promises, his great, exceedingly great and precious promises that he's given us as well. Then we started to look at that's the foundation. So if we have to believe that, do you believe that those two things are true for you? Do you believe that because Jesus Christ died for you and you've accepted salvation, you've accepted his work, you've made him Lord of your life, do you believe then the premise that his divine power for everything that you required for life has been bestowed upon you? And it's backed by his great and precious promises. That's the foundation. If you believe that, then we can start to build upon that. But that has to be the foundation from which we begin to build. And then we see that if we accept that as a foundation, we can look at verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. And we can see in those verses that Peter is showing us how to layer, or how to step upon step, or layer upon layer. How we begin to build so that we can enjoy, that we can lay hold of, we can possess all of those things that Jesus has promised us and has spoken to us through Peter, and here in his second letter. We looked at verse number 5, which says, "For this very reason, adding your diligence." So Peter started by saying, once you have that foundation, now you add diligence. We looked at what diligence was talking about, and the divine promises. So this is talking about the Word of God. We need to be diligent with the Word of God, diligent every day to be spending that time with him, both in the Word and in prayer. Once we have that diligence, time in the Word builds our faith. The next thing that he says in verse 5 is employ effort in exercising your faith. So once we have that diligence, we have the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. So it makes sense. If we're diligent with the Word, we then build our faith. Then as we're exercising our faith, that builds virtue, which is the next thing he mentions. And then on top of virtue being that resolve that, as the Amplified Bible says, that Christian energy. That's energy that's beyond yours. It is his strength and his energy that gives you the ability to be resolved, to stand, and to stand in faith. To stand against all the onslaughts, to stand in faith and to be victorious. And as we have that virtue, upon that we develop knowledge, which is wisdom, which is intellectual as well. There is a better understanding of knowing Jesus, a better understanding of the Word and the promises that he has for us. This is part of the building effect. It's the layering effect. So we have that foundation, the two principles of the divine power in Jesus Christ that is for you, for everything in your life, and that's backed by his promises. These have been bestowed upon you. And then we begin that layering process. If we understand those foundations, to be able to lay hold of all that he has for us, we begin that layering process. We had diligence. We had faith. We added to that virtue. We added to that knowledge. Now in verse number 6 it says, and in exercising that knowledge. So the more that you come to an understanding of the Word of God, look, the more that you spend time in the Word of God, and the more you spend time thinking about, meditating on the Word of God, and the more that you understand the Word of God, because if you think about it and meditate on it and spend time with him, he's going to show you more and more levels, depth of understanding of his promises, of all the things that are in the Word, of knowledge, of his knowledge, of knowing him, of wisdom, his insights. When you face anything in your life, you count on your wisdom, your ability to look at the problem or the issue that's in front of you. Use past experience. You use your wisdom that you've developed, and you come up with some kind of a plan. to move forward or to overcome that problem or that situation. You use your wisdom. Well, your wisdom over a lifetime is good, but your wisdom is very limited because your wisdom can only see what is here and what is now. You can draw upon the past, and you can try to apply that experience and that wisdom to your current situation, and that can be very good. Wisdom is very beneficial, but it can only see the present. It can experience from the past, it can see the present, but it cannot see the future, and it can only see the present that you can perceive. There's a lot of things in life that is information that we don't have. We operate on the information that we do have. But in any situation that you're faced with, you only have a limited amount of information. If you had all the information, how much better would the decision-making process be? Well, this is why we want to develop that wisdom in Jesus Christ, because then we have the ability to see all things, to see beyond the limited capabilities that we have in this natural realm with our natural eyes. So, as we're exercising that knowledge, that develops self-control. So we continue that layering. As we have more of that wisdom, more of that knowledge, more of that intellect, more of just the knowing that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, His wisdom, His insights, His intellect, the more you have that, the more you also have the ability to operate in self-control. Because the more you have the knowledge, the intelligence, the more you exercise that knowledge, the more you develop self-control. The more that you know Jesus Christ, the more that you have that knowledge of Him, that you know Him personally, the more you know Him and you have that knowledge, the more you develop those characteristics in yourself. And the more that you come to realize, I can't do these things in my own strength, but I have victory in Him. In Him, I can do all things. And you learn how to remove yourself and let Him become preeminent in you. You learn to take your hands off of your situations, off of the things of your life. You learn to take your hands off yourself so that He can move forward. It's the process of I become less that you become more. And the more you're able to rely on Him, and the more you're able to, out of your knowledge, because you're exercising that knowing of Him, the more that you exercise that knowing of Him, the more it develops your self-control. Let me ask you, how many of you have things in your life that you just feel like you have no self-control over? There's probably a lot of things in our lives that if we think about it, we wish we had more control over. How many of you would say, I wish I had more control over my anger? You know, things set me off and my anger just goes. It's a flash and it goes. I have no self-control there. Or maybe there's no self-control in the ability to, in what you eat or in what you drink. You know, maybe you just can't control your weight. Maybe you can't control alcohol use. Maybe you can't control drug usage. Maybe you can't control addictions that you would have, like pornography. Maybe you can't, the list goes on and on. You know the things that in your life you would say, I just don't seem to have control over these things. If you believe the foundations that we've talked about, that you have the divine power of Jesus Christ bestowed upon you for all things that this life requires, you have His divine power. In other words, you have the power in Christ to be victorious in everything. And that divine power to meet every need of your life is backed by His promises. You can accept that, then we have to begin this layering process. Now, we're at the place of saying that knowledge, that knowing Him, we develop self-control. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that you turn things over to Jesus Christ. And in Him, you can get that victory right away. But I'm talking about, let me give you an example. If you've got an addiction like pornography or drug usage or alcoholism, you need to get a release and a victory right now. You're not looking for something that, well, I'm going to develop these other things and then I can get there. You need victory in Jesus Christ right now. You have that victory in Jesus Christ. Through Him, you do have that victory. But what I am saying is, as we go and as we layer these things, we have self-control so that things will not, the things of this flesh will not ever. Because you can get victory in Jesus Christ right now. You can. You can get victory in Jesus Christ right now to break that hold of pornography, to break that hold of drug addiction, alcoholism, whatever it might be. You have that in Jesus Christ right now. But what we want to do is make sure that we are strong enough that the other elements, because you can walk in that victory, that supernatural deliverance right now, but you're still living in the world. And maybe you get victory over pornography, but maybe as you're living your life, you want to make sure that you are strong and you have self-control, that there's no other issues. There's not going to be something else. Maybe you got victory over pornography, but now all of a sudden smoking is coming in, or maybe a drug is coming in, or whatever the case might be. I want to be able to have self-control. Self-control comes by the knowing Him. The more I know Him, He will meet your needs supernaturally right now to see you delivered. But this is building and layering upon layering so that I can stand and you can stand as a man or woman of God and not just have the victory over that one thing, but assure yourself that you walk in victory against all of the arrows and all of the fiery darts of all the temptations that the enemy throws at you in the time ahead. This is the importance of that layering. It doesn't mean you don't get. It doesn't mean you have to build all these things up. It doesn't mean you have to take the next 4 years, step by step, doing all these things before you can get deliverance. Deliverance is for you right now. But we want to be able to walk in that self-control at all times and in all things, not blinded to the attacks that the enemy has. So we develop self-control, and in exercising self-control, so the more then we walk in that self-control and exercise that self-control, the more we develop steadfastness, that's patience and endurance. The more that we're walking with that kind of self-control, the more we have steadfastness. We are steadfast. In other words, I'm not going to be as easily maneuvered to the right or to the left. I'm not going to be, my attention's not going to be taken away. My attention is not drawn away from what is my forward motion, my advancing in Jesus Christ, my advancing in what He's called me to do, my advancing in my walk with Him, my advancing in my life towards Him, moving forward in Him at all times. That's what the desire is, but the truth is, there's so many things in life that distract us and take our attention away from that. But the more that we are developing step by step, layer by layer, these qualities, then the more you find that you're steadfast and you're not caught off guard, or you're not all of a sudden have something that crops up to the right or to the left that takes your attention away and takes you off the path and gets you off target, gets you off track. Listen, the enemy, one of the things he's very good at is distracting us. I've shared this before, and I'll share this very quickly. A friend of mine had a dream. And the basic premise of the dream, and I'm just going to give you just a very quick overview. But in the dream, they were walking with Jesus Christ. And there was all kinds, there was a cacophony of noise and distractions all around them. But they were walking with Jesus hand in hand. And even though there was noise, they were walking, and they were aware of the noise and the distractions. They were there, but they were like just in that safety of Jesus, unperturbed, moving forward. But all of a sudden, there was a noise that they heard that caused this person to look away from moving ahead in Jesus Christ and to look to the noise. And as soon as they looked away to the noise, and this is what happens, Satan will try to distract us. He will create diversions. He'll create noises to distract us, to take our attention off of Jesus Christ. And as soon as we look away from Jesus and look towards whatever that distraction might be, all of a sudden, this person said that they felt overwhelmed by fear, by doubts, by emptiness. But then as soon as they turned back and looked at Jesus, they saw that Jesus' eyes never left them. And as soon as their eyes again met with Jesus Christ, that peace, that security was there, and they moved forward. Look, the enemy wants to distract us. He wants to have all kinds of distractions, noisy distractions on the right and on the left, to take our focus off of Jesus Christ and to take our focus off of the forward momentum that we have in Him, the steadfastness. But the more we can layer these things, the more we become steadfast. We become patient in all situations. We're able to endure all situations. You know, the more that you layer these things, these truths, the more you layer them, the more that you find that you're able to be patient and endure all such things. This is the layering we're talking about. And again, If you have time today, read 2 Peter, 1st chapter, verses 3 through 8, and let the Holy Spirit just show you and reveal these truths to you as we build upon those foundations and layer His strength, His truths in our lives.